Hey, Ben.
Hey, Santa.
Hey, have you ever seen Merry Christmas, Drake and Josh as a kid?
For Christmas, I want to reel it in.
Get off my lap now.
I'm on.
Since you've been gone,
Santa!
For the first time. Still holding on.
Santa got bars. Santa?
Ho, ho, ho. Ho, 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 ho.
Gotta kick his face down with your boot.
Not my boot. I mean, Santa. What?
So let's just say how it is. You're Santa.
I'm Santa today.
And
Merry
I am.
Christmas was like last week.
Yeah.
Hey, Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas, folks.
Merry Christmas.
Hope you made it through the holiday. This is your gift. This is your gift from us for making it through the holidays.
Thank you for sticking with us. Matt mm-hmm. Fulton.
Merry Christmas, Matt Fulton.
You are our gift.
Yeah, he really
our
is.
Our faithful Patreon.
Yes.
Dude, yeah, how you doing?
I'm good. You look great.
How was your Christmas? Well, we don't know yet. But
man, I
Christmas isn't here yet.
No, but right now I'll actually be in Arizona when this episode airs.
Ooh.
Yeah,
ooh,
I'll be soaking in all the warmth.
What are you doing over there?
Visiting some friends over there. It's kind of like an annual tradition now.
Me, Santa, I love going to Arizona because it warms me up a little bit.
Yeah, your cold heart.
No, I'm just cold.
You're working the elves too hard.
No, I just work in the.
You know, I had
North
a pretty
Pole.
Cool movie idea about you a couple weeks ago.
Oh yeah, I remember.
And then
that was a cool idea. I like that. I'll run it past my supervisors.
Yeah, for sure.
Dude, it's Christmas. You know what that means?
Yeah,
I got you a gift. This is Tanner now giving a gift to Ben.
Whoa! Also, I'm an elf.
Oh, oh.
I'm an elf. I have the elf ears on my head. If you can't tell already, I know I kind of went all out for this episode.
He's such a jerk.
He's like,
I'm gonna go. I'll be your elf. And I remember how devoted he was to the Halloween episode. So I'm like, oh, perfect. It'll be like Santa and Elf. Look at this guy. This guy is, by day, an elf. By night, Hollister model.
Yeah.
All right. Merry Christmas, Ben. There you go. You can
thank
open it
you. Very well wrapped.
Don't shake it, though, because it's alive.
That's alive. Oh, jeez.
Whoa, what are you doing?
It just tried to jump out at me.
Merry Christmas, Ben.
It's got the Avengers wrapping paper on it. Is it like 3D?
Looks like
a studio wrapping paper.
I don't know. I have my girlfriend's mom's glasses on. I can't see anything.
Oh, gotcha. Those are your girlfriend's mom's glasses? Mm-hmm.
They hurt my eyes. That's why I have them really
bad. Wow. Is your girlfriend's mom Mrs. Claus? I won't get into that.
I don't like that.
I don't know. I'm so... Whoa!
Show everyone.
Heck yeah!
What is it?
Bro, they're freaking socks.
Yeah.
They're popcorn socks.
Thank you.
Themed for the pot. Is something on the inside?
There's something inside the box, too.
Oh, my goodness. Well, first of all, thanks for the socks, Santa.
You're welcome.
Because
I know you like fun socks.
Yeah.
What do you got right now? What are your socks right now?
So what I was just about to say is I'm only down to like one sock in each pair.
Oh.
So I have this side of my leg is Mjolnir.
Oh, nice.
And this side of my leg is Cap's shield.
Dude, that's awesome.
So when I click my heels, just explosion.
It's like that scene in Endgame.
Yes. Yeah.
I knew it.
So.
There you go, man.
Set these over here.
Yeah.
Thank you, Santa.
So this next piece is pretty cool. Because this is, I'll explain when it's open.
How do I open this?
I don't know, bro.
There's literally no opening for this. It's just a cube.
I have my keys. Hold on. You can use my keys.
Can I punch it?
Sure. No. It's a valuable thing.
There's no way to open this.
Here.
It's just a cube.
Man, shut up. Use my keys to like open around it.
Okay. Is it fragile? Is it gonna?
Yeah. Do you not see what it is? I mean, don't look.
I don't know what it is.
Okay, good.
So no, just be careful with it.
No, go around the tape, you idiot! I have to drive home. Look at all the mess you're making now.
Oh, I will stop. You're the one who made a freaking
I got you a present. You're over here like...
Put my present in a Rubik's cube.
How do I open it?
You put my present in a Rubik's cube.
Oh. It's a Rubik's cube. Merry Christmas.
I can't open it. It's a coffee mug. I know it's a coffee mug, but I can't...
But get in it. Open it. This is the worst segment. I was really like, aw, he's going to like this.
Making such a mess.
Oh, my God. Christmas.
How are you supposed to open this?
Oh my! Around the, you see the tape around the box?
There's not an opening there. That's, oh, there's an opening
oh
there.
Oh, my.
There is an opening
oh
there.
Oh, my gosh. We haven't gotten into the movie yet. Oh, my gosh, Ben. Hurry. Okay, there you go. Hey.
Movie night.
So,
show
them
yeah.
real quick. Because here's the thing.
Look at
you
that.
You don't know this. But I have one at my house, and this is going to be for season two.
Wow.
We're going to be drinking out of those now. We can still pour our drinks in it, but
yeah.
we can be sharing.
That's perfect.
Together. Dude, Merry Christmas, man.
Thank you, Santa.
You're welcome, man.
Now there's snow and everything. Speaking of presents, I got you a little something, too.
No, you didn't.
No, every single year, I know that you like your milk and cookies, so I laid out a fine
this
little
what we do every episode.
Little display for you.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we got milk and cookies because it's, oh, every year. No, I just got it. I'm Santa.
Yeah, you're Santa. Yeah.
Do you guys like my beard?
A lot of work went into that. He went under a lot of stress today just so we could, like, gray up a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, grayed up a ton. I asked my dad for advice. All right, ready? Let's take a cookie. Look at the cookie.
Look at the gingerbread cookies.
Look at the cookie. I've never had a gingerbread cookie before.
Where did your, well, yours don't have any eyes.
What the?
Yours is like a, like a, mine has like eyes and a mouth. Yours is just.
Oh, you know what? I saw, were they
Slender
red?
Man. Oh, they fall
they
off?
They were red because I ate one over at the table. Okay, ready?
I so can't tell what is frosting
in, huh?
and what is.
We dip them in, right?
Yes.
Styrofoam. Not the gumdrop, but. Okay.
Oh, they don't fit.
That's awkward.
Ooh. You know what you gotta do? Just snap
off
the leg.
Legs. Or arms.
You monster!
Plus, you're gonna milk board him.
He's hanging upside down.
This little waterboard.
Hail Hydra.
Excuse me?
Mm. Did you see Spider-Man No Way Home?
You know I saw Spider-Man No Way Home, bro. Yeah. I saw it twice.
It was freaking awesome, guys.
Mm. Should we even do a spoiler warning? It's been out for like, what, 2-3 weeks now? If you don't know that Batman's in the movie by now, you'll never know. So. Mmm. Bro, these are good. These cookies were made by my 11-year-old sister.
You tell your sister these are good. Cause
I will.
Wow.
Mm.
I'm going to eat the whole cookie now.
Are you a avid milk drinker? I think we've been over this. No?
I'm not.
Mm.
Well, you know this. I like chocolate milk. But that's like, You nasty freak.
Yeah.
I like chocolate milk on occasion.
Mm.
Too much of it will make my tummy hurt.
Mm.
We need to get in this freaking movie. Also, we don't have the timer, so you're going to have to.
I thought that exact same thing. I'm making a mess.
Do you have that other phone?
Mm-hmm.
Go grab that real quick. Yeah. I'll explain the movie real quick while you're
doing
that.
Was it rain? When did it come out?
I have no idea what he said, but I'm going to go with whatever I'm thinking. All right, movie, Merry Christmas, Drake and Josh. This movie came out in 2008. This is a TV movie. So Ben was like, yo, this is a movie podcast. I guess TV movies count. So there's no rated as far as G, PG, PG-13, R, but it's considered TVG.
Which is very surprising.
Which is very surprising. Yeah.
To say
especially
the least.
Especially because there's like making out in this movie.
Oh, yeah, there is.
And it's directed by Michael Grossman, but of course it's produced and like created by Dan Schneider, which
Dan Schneider.
I don't want to talk about Dan Schneider.
Feet.
Feet. Yeah.
Hey, Tanner.
If you know, you know. Yeah.
Go.
Freaking idiot. Okay, so
5 minutes.
Here's the timer. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
So story starts off. Drake and Josh, their parents left for a Christmas vacation on some island, whatever. Not really important. But Drake and Josh are like, yo, what are we going to do for Christmas? Mom and Dad ain't here. But mm-hmm. Megan here, but Megan don't care. So they're like, okay. Drake's like, well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to have a party on top of the premiere today. So before that, Helen was like, I'm assuming people have seen Drake and Josh, so I'm not even going to go into who's who. Helen was like, yo, I need you to be Santa. So then Drake dresses up as Santa, and Josh dresses up as Sack.
Mm-hmm.
And
Santa Sack. After watching that movie, I wanted to come as Santa Sack, but we didn't have.
That's weird. Anyway,
of so toys.
Can I
of toys?
Can I summary timer. This?
Yeah. Stop stopping.
Okay. So then this little girl, her name is Mary Alice, finds Drake as he's running away from some girl that wants to make out with Drake,
mm-hmm.
and she's like, "Are you the real Santa?" And Drake's like, "Yeah, sure, I work for him." She's like, I want my family to have the best Christmas ever this year. And he's like, okay, whatever, I gotta go. So then later on, the party happens on top of the premiere, and there's these punks who are vandalizing on top of the premiere, and Josh like calls the police, and like, and the police think he's one of them, so he gets arrested. He like falls off the building, and tries to make an escape, quote unquote. He gets arrested. He gets thrown in jail with some guy named Bludge, and he God, Ben, stop. Freaking stop, dude. I'm trying to. Okay. Drake basically breaks him out.
I like
milk. They both get in trouble, and they're both like, the court. And the court is basically like, yo, either you're going to jail for a long time, or you help this little girl have the best Christmas ever.
As the court system works.
But you can't tell them that this is part of the court. How much time do I have?
253.
Okay, I got a good amount of time. So then they're like, okay, fine. So Drake and Josh are like, I have no idea how to help this Mary Alice girl and her family have the best Christmas ever. So they go over there. They try to – Josh wants to do, like, old tradition stuff, but Drake wants to be, like, fun and loud, you know?
And go.
And so that happens. But meanwhile, their parole officer named Perry, he is trying Perry to, like, ruin everything because he hates Christmas because he got attacked by a monkey. This is a weird.
He got more than attacked by a monkey.
He got violated by that monkey.
He
got assaulted. So because of that, he hates Christmas. Therefore, he hates Drake and Josh because they're trying to make Christmas good.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Mary Alice and her family are trying to have the best Christmas ever by Drake and Josh. Mary Alice has two twin sisters, a brother who can't speak the same language, and another brother who likes to go.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, ho, ho, ho.
Yeah. In case we forgot, you're dressed as Santa Claus.
Yes.
Also, the shoes match. You're looking good.
Thanks, bro. Anyway, okay, so then, and the older brother, Luke, who is just, you know, an emo boy.
Yeah.
So then stuff happens. Stuff happens, and the parole officer eventually gets Crazy Steve to, like, basically, like,
minute 30.
Like, rat on Drake and Josh, and then he goes up to them and is like, hey, you know, you can't tell the kids or else you'll go back to jail. And the kids are like, what? You're going to go back to jail? What? What are you talking about? All this jazz. So they don't like him anymore.
Yeah.
And Drake and Josh are like, we still got to do this because we don't want to go to jail, but also now we really want to help Mary Alice and her family.
Yeah.
So they go and they get Sally, which is the,
the wood chipper
that Crazy Steve owns. And
they put
blocks of ice in her, and basically it just shoots down all the buildings in this neighborhood.
Just shoots out shards of glass.
They're trying to
snow.
Impress Mary Alice and the family still. They still want them to have the best Christmas ever.
Yeah.
And so then they go to bed and they're like disappointed or whatever. But, oh, meanwhile, they give a monkey to the parole officer so he's not mean anymore. How much time do I have?
34 seconds.
Holy crap. Okay. So then, Perry shows up the next morning and is like, hey, you got to come down with me. But then it's a big surprise party. Mary Alice and her family are like, hey, Merry Christmas. And Bludge comes as Santa and dates Helen. And then all of a sudden it starts snowing outside because Mary Alice likes snow. Mm-hmm. And they find out it's just Crazy Steve putting cheese in the blender. Oh, and the parents come back. And the end.
The end. Wow. 11 seconds.
Oh, heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
Can I get a ho-ya?
Ho-ya.
Can I get a ho-ya?
Ho-yes.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Merry Kermit the Frog.
Christmas. Hey, I'm actually not impressed, or like I'm not surprised that you got that done in 5 minutes because you're able to give presents to the entire world in like one night. So I thought I didn't think time would be an issue for you. Good job.
Thanks, good job. Thanks, man.
You made that movie seem entertaining.
Okay. Anyway. All right, Ben, what is your then and now?
My then. So the one specific scene that I remember, two specific scenes I remember from this movie is Josh goes to jail. I remember Josh walking down the hallway, and I remember the wood chipper scene. And that's all that I remember as a kid, other than remembering that this was an event. This is like, mark your calendars for December 23rd, because Drake and Josh Christmas comes out at 7 p.m. Eastern time. Merry Christmas, Drake and Josh. And set your DVRs and whatnot back when that was still a thing. And I remember watching it and like really liking it because I felt like I was watching a big event. It was like the Super Bowl or something.
Super Bowl. Merry Christmas, Drake and Josh is equivalent to Super Bowl.
Yeah, you can quote me on that.
I just did. Okay.
So I enjoyed it.
So that was that.
I enjoyed it. I remembered a couple scenes. Okay. Megan on a motorcycle. Thought that was really cool as a kid. I'm like, yo, that's hot.
When was she on a motorcycle?
In the beginning of the movie.
Oh, I can't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah, tell me now.
I think this is the worst movie we've watched in Reel It In so far.
Really?
Yeah.
You remember Pooh's Heffalump?
Bro, this is better. This is not as.
You're a liar.
This is much worse than Pooh's Heffalump.
You are a liar.
This
Pooh's Heffalump movie
is
not good, dude.
Definitely a TV movie.
Yeah, I was surprised you.
I didn't
place this
know here. It was a. I mean, I knew it didn't come out in the theaters. And we've watched TV movies before.
Which ones?
What
other one?
The vampire one.
Little Vampire?
Yeah.
That's a Disney Channel movie.
That's a TV movie.
No, it's not. It's not a TV movie.
You're telling
the thing
me
is,
that a movie that aired on Disney Channel, a television station, is not a television movie? Because
the thing is with the Drake and Josh movie, dude, you know it's like a TV movie when you hear, like, they're like, oh, no, like, all the kids find out, and they're like, don't. We don't want you to help anymore. And then, like, Drake and Josh look at each other, and then they hear, down, 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 and then it, like,
oh,
cuts the black
I got you,
screen
I got you.
And then comes back.
No,
up.
But that's still.
That's a TV movie.
Yeah.
So Little Vampire had none of that.
No, this is a movie. This was a movie that. Okay, well, Little Vampire wasn't a TV show first before it became a movie.
What are you talking about? What do you mean? Say that again?
I'm saying that this movie used the same stuff that the TV show did because it was still Drake and Josh.
But I'm saying if it was in a theater and it did that.
That
would
have been awesome. Crank
people
it up.
Would have been like, I feel like I'm watching a movie or TV right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, it was just, it felt like a really long Drake and Josh episode without the laugh track.
See, that's what I'm saying, dude. It's not.
But it's, both are still a TV movie.
I'm going to prove that it's not a movie later, but.
Oh, so you think it's a, you don't even think it's a movie?
I think it's a TV movie. Because it didn't even give like a theatrical rating. This is TVG.
Well, wasn't The Little Vampire the same thing?
No. Little Vampire was PG, I think.
Whoa.
Whoa, Daddy-O.
Well, both were TV movies.
Do you have a ring on?
Yeah.
Are you freaking married? Guy?
It's a pinky ring.
Why do you have a pinky ring?
Because it looks cool.
Put down in the comments below. Do guys wear pinky rings? I just got to know. I've never worn one.
I have.
I'm not like judging. I just want to make
sure.
No,
I have
like,
several more rings coming in the mail, actually. There was a deal on Instagram.
You mean I'm delivering them on the 25th.
On the 25th. Hopefully before then.
I have.
But it was a deal on Instagram where it's like.
On Instagram.
Buy these rings and only pay for shipping. Shipping was like $20 per ring, but I'm like.
$20 per ring?
No. I got like 6 rings for $20.
Okay.
Which is pretty dope. That's pretty dope.
That's not bad.
That's pretty dope.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
I did a stupid purchase. So Andrew, my best friend Andrew.
Yes.
I told Ben this, but I'll tell you guys. My best friend Andrew and I. I don't know
whether I was supposed to act surprised or not by your story.
I know. So him and I have another podcast called Talk Time with Andrew. Subtle plug if you want to listen to it. It's pretty funny.
Very subtle.
Yeah, shut up. But we And so I was like, oh, I'm going to get my podcast friends a gift, which is just Ben and Andrew. So shout out to them.
Yeah.
And I'm giving him this on the episode,
mm-hmm.
which I think will be out. Wait.
It should be out by now.
I hope he doesn't watch this because I think like this episode.
Does he watch in general?
Andrew's coming out. Oh, wait. He'll know. Never mind.
Yeah.
What? He watches sometimes.
Oh.
He commented on our last video. He said.
Oh, yeah.
He said. This happened to my friend once. just an idiot. But he now knows by the time of this is uploaded, but he doesn't know right now, is that for Christmas, I bought him a legit
certificate.
Yeah. A certificate because I paid $35 to own 1 square foot of land in Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
But I place it under Andrew's name. And when you own 1 square foot in Scotland, you're considered a lord. So Andrew Morales is now a lord.
Lord Andrew Morales.
So he now, like, if you see him in the streets, be like, yo, what up, Lord Andrew? It's
not, appropriate. Not Father Andrew. That's different.
I literally found out that he can, like, put that on passports. Like,
yeah. No, like, he's actually, if you own land in Scotland, you are a lord.
He's
not
a lord.
Yeah, that's crazy.
He has a plot, or, like, a...
Don't they plant a tree too?
Yeah, they plant a tree, but there's a some number. There's like a plot. I don't want to say plot. That's not the word I want to use.
Like, could you go and visit your tree?
You could, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It's not up yet, but
okay.
But Andrew is the Lord, so that's
congratulations, Andrew.
Congratulations, Andrew.
Now back to the movie.
Back to the movie.
Not so, good. Not good. Not good. Not good. This is the worst movie we've had to watch with the podcast so far. I love Drake and Josh. This was not a good movie.
This is a funny movie, but I almost have to agree with you. Like, the humor kind of made it a little better for me. If it was just like dad humor, like not funny at all, then like I would probably give it a lower rating too. But
yeah, but I don't know. I don't know if it was like the lack of laugh track or if Josh annoyed the heck out of me this movie.
He really did.
Yeah.
He was kind of whiny a lot.
He's a whiner.
Where he's like, I don't do anything.
I didn't do anything.
I didn't do anything.
Yeah. How? It sounded like Tom Hanks at the end there. The Polar Express.
How? No, I can't do it. But okay. So that was your now. Is that you think it's not good?
Yeah, my Christmas spirit is out the window. This movie sucked.
Whatever, man. Ew.
Making it snow with my freaking spit.
You know, as someone who comes from the North Pole, I'm even offended. Okay. So my then and now is that then I remember watching this movie a couple times.
Yeah.
Specifically when it was on TV.
Did you watch it after Little Vampire played? What are you talking about?
Shut up, man. So I liked it then. I remember I liked how different it was considered from the show or like from the show.
Yeah.
But I also liked how like they stood true to who they were.
Mm-hmm.
From the show to the
for sure
movie. And
this guy
you picked the movie,
this
bro.
This guy, you picked the co-host.
Picked the co-host. Okay. So I liked it. I remember there's some things that like I remember specifically the scene where Josh falls off the roof and lands in the truck.
Oh yeah.
And they're playing that song? Christmas Lights?
I don't know what song they were singing.
Deck those halls, trim those trees, in the time of year.
And they drive out to the sidewalk.
Christmas by myself this year.
I know it is now. Yeah, now you're singing that.
But they're like singing and they can't like hear Josh in the back.
Yeah.
I remember that scene was really funny to me.
The only part that made me laugh in the movie was when Josh gets launched out of the bed of the truck when they drive into the sidewalk.
Oh, he like
you just see him just like get like soaring.
You got like
launched.
3 feet of air that time. yeah, that part was funny.
I did it this morning. I can do it again. You see that video?
Say it again.
It's the guy who like he's trying to do the trick on his skateboard and he keeps failing. He's like, I did it this morning. I can do it.
I have seen that. That's like a vine. That's a whole vine. So I also remember the wood chipper scene where they're throwing cheese in.
Speaking of Vine, did you ever follow Josh Peck's Vine career?
A little bit. Not a lot.
He was one of the few creators that I followed.
Okay.
Yeah. And now he's buddies with David Dobrik and he has kids. A kid? Wife and kid,
I think.
Kid parentheses S, in case he does.
Just in case he has more.
Yeah. And Drake is in jail. Anyway.
He's on the naughty list.
That's a good way to put it. I thought that would relate to this movie more. I'm like, I don't remember how they got to jail, but I thought maybe like he got like the foster kids like in danger or something like that, and that's why. And, like, he had to make it up. I thought that's how that happened. Like, that would have been really funny. Yeah.
That would have been like The Simpsons predicting everything, you know?
But Josh
predicted Drake's future.
The Simpsons predicted 9/11.
So, but now I watched it again, and I was like, oh. And I, like, rewatched it, and I'm like, oh, I kind of do remember almost all of this movie.
Yeah.
And I remember, and I still like the movie. I could see why it's bad. I mean, obviously, it's not, like, a great movie, considering it's, you know, a TV movie.
Mm-hmm. The show was a lot better. A lot better. Drake and Josh is one of my favorite shows of all time.
Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho.
What?
It's for the Instagram.
Oh.
I got to keep doing it.
Yeah. Ho, ho, ho.
Drake and Josh is one of my favorite, too.
Yeah.
Ho,
ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho. Ho?
Ho!
Oh.
Okay, anyway. This is my bit, not yours.
Sorry, yeah.
You're not even dressed up.
No.
Don't you have another hat? Oh, there it is.
You mean this one?
Yeah.
It's way too small for my head. I'm going to make it up.
Look how stupid you look. You look like a cone head.
I'm going to squeeze it on.
Oh, my gosh.
SpongeBob Christmas tree.
To all our audio listeners only, a.k.a. Matt Fulton, you're missing out on this good joke right now.
It's like when I just stare up in the distance.
Yeah,
like...
just do it. That's the thumbnail. That's the thumbnail.
He's going through something right now. Just
he's going to
be like Crazy Steve.
Dude, Crazy Steve is one of my favorite people in this
movie. He was good. He made me laugh a couple times too.
Yeah. But okay, anyway, so now I enjoyed watching it. It was good. Mm. But I can also see why it's not a good movie. Okay. Now let me get into some quotes, because there's a couple funny ones.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, first one is from Crazy Steve when he says, "I am talking to children."
Yep.
This one is from, I think it's from Helen. It says, "You know, Drake, I can't wait for your party. Gonna celebrate my divorce."
Real quick, we're talking about Crazy Steve. Yeah. Have you seen the new video with the guy who played Jerry Springer?
Jerry Springer. Jerry Springer. Right.
This hurts my head. I'm switching the other
That's
one.
That's fine, bro.
Jerry Seinfeld, where it's like someone was recording of them.
I have seen
like this. She's like, "You ever been with a big booty Latina before?"
A thick Latina.
Yeah. And he just goes, "Yep."
Yep.
then it moves on. It's good. Good video. Anyway.
So the next quote is from when a little kid was sitting on Drake's lap and Drake was Santa. Mm-hmm. And he's like, "Hi, I'm Santa." And he goes, "Hi, Santa." And then he's like, "And this is my sack." And he goes, "Hi, sack."
What's your sister like? Right on a scale from 1 to 10.
"Do you have an older sister?"
Yeah.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
So the next one is from from the guy who's leading the mom and dad to their place or whatever. And he goes,
"Oh, yeah.
I don't speak English. Let me show you inside."
What makes it deluxe? This one has a radio.
I forget this guy's name in the show, but he's the guy with the long hair. He works at the theater.
Yeah, I don't know him either.
But he goes, "Hey, Josh, there's a pigeon inside my tailpipe. Help me get it." And then later he's like, "I got it." Yeah. He's just holding it. This one. Oh, and I'll say one more funny one, and then I'll say the wholesome one.
Aww.
So the funny one is, "You lie and I take a shoe to the nipple."
You lie.
And then the wholesome one is, "Everybody knows you can't break a Christmas promise."
Everybody knows.
Everybody knows that. Even I know that.
Bro. You want to hear something crazy?
No.
My entire life, I've only broken 3 promises. I hold promises to my heart.
Ho, ho, ho.
I won't get into why, but they happened.
I'm sorry that happened, dude.
It's okay. You know, you live and you learn.
I guess so.
I'm the kind of guy that will never break a promise unless I did those 3 times. But, especially a Christmas promise.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bro, pinky promise?
Yeah, you can't break one.
Can't break, yep.
Okay, traumatize the scale. What do you think?
0.
Yeah, 0 for me.
0.
There's nothing. Let's move on because we're running pretty deep into this episode.
Yeah, we are.
Rotten Tomatoes. What do you think is a Rotten Tomatoes?
Rotten Tomatoes, bro, I'm guessing pretty dang low. 27 to 36.
Okay. I'll give you, it was 0, because there's no Rotten Tomatoes score for this.
Oh, no.
But, because it's a TV movie.
Does that mean we can give our Rotten Tomatoes score?
There is an audience score.
Okay.
The audience score was 70.
Okay, fine.
I was thinking it was going to be around 60, 70.
Yeah.
What's your Rotten Tomatoes?
Well, we can just give it a straight-up Rotten Tomato score, since it doesn't have one.
I guess we could. All right. Really could. This is diverging from our own segment we created.
Wow.
But what do you think is the Rotten Tomatoes for this movie?
So, all right, would you give this movie a thumbs up or a thumbs down?
Shoot, dude. Thumbs up.
I'd give it a thumbs down. So, that's 50%.
Okay, it's 50%.
50 percentaloonies or 1 out of 2 sweet monkeys.
Sweet monkeys.
With their own sweet certificates.
That part was really funny to me.
That, yeah, I like how that part was. It's just like peeing on the kid and like smacking him around.
Man, he started peeing. It's like this is stream, and he's just like the chimpanzee's like.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I forgot. I forgot about the monkey.
I did too.
The whole like from watching it again, I'm like, this is. I think the clip on Instagram should be you saying ho, 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 and then, like, the monkey noises every now and then.
Oh, man.
You're good.
Probably
you're
blasting
good at
out the mic.
Yeah. I just finally learned how to balance audio, so that won't be a problem anymore. I've been individually editing the clips on the audio that have gone above the peak. I've, like, leveled them out the entire time through and done a very bad job. But I won't have to do that anymore.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
Elf,
elf, elf.
We're literally done. Do you have any closing statements?
You know what? Drake and Josh was a great show.
Not a great TV movie.
Not a great movie.
Is there any other Drake and Josh movies?
Not like this.
I thought there was one where they found like a ton of money.
Sounds like a lot of the Nickelodeon Disney Channel
like
shows.
They went to somewhere and there was like money being papered. I don't remember.
I don't know.
If you know, tell us.
But I will say, yeah. I think that the end of this movie really captured the Christmas spirit well. I think it did.
Yeah.
It kind of it gave you that feeling. I did not have that feeling the entire time throughout this movie.
Yeah.
But then, like, at the very end when the tree started falling, I'm like, this feels hopeful.
There's been a lot of Christmases where me and my family have gone out in the cheese and did snow angels.
Mm-hmm. Cheese angels.
Cheese angels.
Yes.
Yeah.
What kind of cheese would you want to do a cheese angel in?
Mozzarella.
Good pick. I'd probably do like like Chihuahua cheese.
Ooh, Chihuahua cheese.
Chihuahua cheese. Yeah.
You ever like? Do you like white cheddar?
Yeah, I think so.
I love me some white cheddar. That was my nickname in high school.
Nice.
Okay, I got my next movie picked out. You ready?
Was that Tanner saying that, or was that Santa saying that?
I got my next movie picked out. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. So ho ho ho. By the way.
Mm-hmm.
Ho, ho, ho.
In case you forgot.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. Just say the movie.
Okay, the next movie. No more Christmas after this.
No. Nope.
The next movie is called The Borrowers.
Hey, not the Steelers.
Not the Steelers.
Not the thieves.
Not the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yes. I was trying to think what sports team that was, but I don't sports ball well.
What?
Huh?
Okay. So.
So The Borrowers.
Let's keep it real.
Let's keep it real, guys.
No, we got a plug. My name is Tanner Reckledge, a.k.a. Santa Clausy.
You can follow him at santa.claus.net. Santa.net.
No, follow me on Instagram at Tanner Reckledge, Reel It In Podcast, Grow and Go, Talk Time with Tandrew. Also, stay tuned for my single, which comes out next week.
North Pole. North Pole. North Pole, North Pole. I made
North
the joke
Carolina,
last time too,
North
but it makes more sense now.
Tanner, sorry,
mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Tanner's dropping a new song next
yes,
week.
Yes, he is.
North Carolina, but Santa is dropping a new song called North Pole.
Hey,
check it out.
Let's
Apple
go.
Music, Apple Music and Spotify, January 7th.
All right, and you can also follow him on the Santa Tracker every year on Christmas Eve and see where
Tracker.
He's at on the globe.
On the move.
He's always on the
making
move.
Money moves.
Sees you when you're sleeping.
All right, Ben Plug.
Knows when you're awake.
Ben Plug.
Follow me at LaCroixBoyBen on Instagram. And I don't know how to plug the It's Jam Night yet because we're getting a new channel. So
stay tuned.
stay tuned. But a lot of work goes into it, and I'm looking forward to sharing that with you guys in a couple weeks.
This isn't fake anymore.
What's not fake anymore?
This ain't fake anymore. You know what this is? Real.
It's real.
Reel it in.
Reel it in.
Let's reel it in.
Let's keep it real.
Let's reel it in.
No, that's what I said in the beginning.
Let's reel it in. All right,
let's keep it real.
Hey, keep it real. Is that good?
Yeah.